След всички тези срещи, ето сега и първият европеец в нашето студио, господин Удо Дирк Шнайдер. Хер Удо, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been just a month after your previous visit to Sofia.
Yes.
Now spring is coming. Does it feel any better?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not up to the weather. No, yeah, but what a great show 1 month ago. So, yeah, it was really successful.
Mm-hmm. След успешното шоу на Удо с неговата група тук преди по-малко от месец, той сега се чувства чудесно. The Metal All Stars, how does it feel to be part of this?
Oh, yeah, in a way, you can feel proud about to be in with all these guys. So, I mean, I know a lot of guys, of course, I know Zach Wild for a long time, Joey Belladonna, and... So this is like really a big family at the moment. So mm-hmm. it's really nice.
Чувства се страхотно, а също така и чест да бъде част от Metal All Stars. Познава много от тях, познава Joey Belladonna. Изобщо като едно голямо семейство. A lot of the younger musicians, like the guys of Shadows Fall, mm-hmm. etc., were saying that it was a real honor to see you. How does it feel? Is it good for you, or it's like when you see kids who are also playing, like the granddad of heavy metal tonight?
Yeah, but it's interesting, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people that told me they was growing up with this kind of music of Accept, you know, and also UDO, and yeah, what can I say? I mean. That means something to me, you know. It's like all these young guys are like, oh, now we play with Udo. It's great. Great feeling.
Това, че някои от младите музиканти тази вечер тук, които ще бъдат старата Metal All Stars, като Shadows Fall, например, които казаха, че за тях е страшна чест да се запознаят с Удо, защото той е тяхна легенда. Той как се чувства? Гадавичка ли го, или всъщност му е малко притеснително да бъде в ролята на дядо Heavy Metal? Той каза, всъщност приятно е, че тези младежи оценяват това, което прави, и ще бъде яко да бъдем заедно на сцена. You are the only European, mm-hmm. probably, with a few exceptions, maybe mm-hmm. here and there, within the lineup, but you are surrounded with an American and a Brazilian.
And a Brazilian, yeah.
Do you feel particular?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit...
Do you feel more at home in Bulgaria?
Of course, for me, it's more home. I've been up in Bulgaria very often, also mm-hmm. with UDO over the Accept. So, I mean, it's just interesting to be the only European in this whole bunch of people. Yeah, what can I say? That means also something, you know. There are a lot of good singers or good musicians in Europe, so a little bit of wonder.
Mm-hmm. Тъй като всъщност той е единственият германец европеец тук, заграден от американци и един бразилец, всъщност чувстваш и се у дома. Той казва, в България аз така не се чувствам у дома, защото съм идвал много пъти с UDO, но също така и ние европейците имаме добри вокалисти. Being German and European, you must be very sensitive, more than the other guys, with what is happening in Russia. Having in mind also that you guys with UDO have a lot of friends there.
Yeah, we are.
Well, what is happening in Russia, you know, I'm not here to tell you something that you see yourself.
I mean, I was on tour in Ukraine mm-hmm. for 7 shows during the whole thing was going on. But I was feeling feeling safe, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that scared about this. So, I mean, on TV there was a lot of things going on. We didn't see that. So everybody was really nice to us. And also in the audience, we had Russians and Ukraine people. So mm-hmm. there was really, there was peace in a way. So, but of course we had tour many times in Russia. UDO is quite big in Russia.
Train Ride in Russia, I do remember that song.
Yeah,
it was back in 2005, I believe.
Yeah, we did it also in Russian, the Poets by the Seas. So, I have also a Russian guitar player now in the band.
I know, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't care, you know, I mean, music has nothing to do with political things.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, when you see a country, and you Germans, on the other hand, are even more sensitive than the others.
Yeah, a little bit more sensitive.
This expansion of a country.
Of course, you're watching this, but what's going on, you know? I mean, for me, it was not right what he was doing, what the Russians did on Crimea, but what can you do? Nothing.
Probably he can, Mr. Putin can do a song of his own, train ride in Crimea or in Ukraine.
Like that, yeah.
Всъщност, предвид факта, че той е европеец, т.е. би трябвало да има по-изострена чувствителност, още повече като германец, с това, което се случва между Русия и Украина. Знаете, че UDO и самия Удо имат страшно много фенове в Русия, както припомни той, на практика те вече в групата имат и Андрей Смирнов, китарист, който е руснак. Между другото, когато се случваха тези неща в Украина, ние имахме 7 или 8 концерта и това, което се виждаше по телевизията, нямаше никаква заплаха за нас. Чувствахме се много сигурни. На концерти ни идваха и руснаци, и украинци. Самият аз обаче виждам, че разбирам естествено и че това, което направиха руснаците с Крим, според мен не е правилно, но какво мога да направя като музикант? It's been almost a year since your last release, Steelhammer.
Yes.
Is the 15 coming?
Yeah. So when I'm finished with the Metal All-Star, so we just start slowly then working on the new album, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be
take
out.
Your time.
Yeah, that will be out next year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when, but maybe in March, I don't know.
Steelhammer излезе през май миналата 2013-та, 14-ти албум на UDO. Дали ще има следващ? Да, каза Удо. Всъщност след като завършим турнето Metal All Stars, т.е. самият аз, практически ще започнем работа по новия албум, но много бавно, усмихвайки се, каза той. И също така се надявам, че може би ще излезе през март до година.
What is the band you're going to play with tonight? We met a guy that we never met before yesterday called Jesse Bilson.
Yeah.
He was shaking. He was like, oh,
no, yeah,
I'm going to play with Udo.
Yeah, they were really nervous. I mean, I know the guy from Manowar, was the boss, of course.
Yeah.
So for a long time. But the rest of the guys, I never heard of him.
Did you met them already?
Yeah, of course. Of course, we did yesterday a rehearsal. And today we did just a sound check. Yeah, that's quite it's okay.
That guy Jesse is a fantastic player, but did he like kiss your toes or something?
No, he's really nervous. But I said and I told him, don't be nervous, just relax and everything will be fine.
Всъщност, дали познава музикантите, с които ще свири вчера, ние в нашето студио в сърцето на София имахме удоволствието да ви покажем Джеси Билсън, човек, който не сме срещали. Много е нервен. Сега се видяхме с тях на саундчек, аз му казах, не се притеснява изобщо, просто да трябва да свирим. Аз го попитах, целуваше ли ти пръстчетата на краката? Не, просто наистина е много нервен.
Yeah, so another live DVD planning soon?
Yeah, it's
the
coming.
The last one was filmed in Sofia, right?
In Sofia, now the next one is from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's coming out in May, I think.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
След DVD-то, концертното, което Удо снимаха в София, следващото излиза през май, то е снимано в Москва.
Are you, well, you know that in Bulgaria there is no one calling your band UDO. It's always Udo.
Udo, okay.
You've done for us via telephone so far a lot of station IDs,
mm-hmm.
and all the time you say UDO.
Yes.
So if someone is calling your band Udo, is it wrong or
no, that's okay.
Don't care?
They, a lot of people say Udo, they say UDO. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just my name.
Няма никакво значение дали произнасяте групата му UDO или Udo. Тук в България много често я произнасят Udo. Can you do us another ID now, but live? Radio is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Tangra Mega Rock.
Yes, but
Tangra Mega Rock.
Yeah, but if you could do it in English and then in German, please.
Okay. Just say my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, this is Udo Dirkschneider from Fudio, and you hear Tanga Mega Rock.
Can you do it in German now?
Yeah. Hallo, hier ist Udo Dirkschneider von Udo, und im Augenblick hört ihr Tangara Mega Rock.
Well, it sounds almost the same.
Yeah.
Are you good in playing any instruments?
A long time ago, I start with keyboards,
mm-hmm.
so it's, I can use it when we start writing songs, you know, but I'm not a good keyboard player, just to do something, and I tried to play drums, but it didn't work.
But never play the guitar?
No.
Never?
Never.
What a shame.
Yeah, I would love to do this, but I was not into that.
Okay, so thank you very much for being with us. What songs are you going to play? Are you playing Accept classics or
yes.
UDO no, or a mixture?
No, no, I do Metal Heart, Fast as a Shark, Ball Through the Wall and Animal House.
Чух те песните, които ще изпълнира Accept. Няма да има парчета на UDO. I don't remember if I had asked you, what do you think of the Metal Heart version by Dimmu Borgir?
Well, a long time ago, it's just kind of music. I mean, I'm not into that. What was okay.
Uh-huh.
Different.
Pretty different. And yes. A bit scary, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you good friends with the other guys in Accept? They moved to
no.
the States. No, you don't?
No.
You don't talk each other?
No, no way.
Nine.
Never ever.
Okay. All right, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Welcome.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Всъщност, последното нещо е, щяхме да го накараме да свири на нашата китара, но тъй като той е започнал да свири на барабани, искал да свири на барабани, а иначе използва пианото от време на време, когато композира парчета, не го накарахме да свири на нашата китара, а иначе с другите от Accept, той не си говори и няма да си говори никога повече.